This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Heartbreaking that a country which has strived so hard for peace in recent years has been targeted by these terrorists. We mourn the loved ones of the victims, some of whom we can confirm were indeed U.S. citizens. This is America's fight, too.
It is America's fight when you go after our people who are simply in another country where they believe that they should be able to stay in a decent hotel and do a job. That was Mike Pompeo, of course, who's the Secretary of State. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is where we are. Once again, sadly, the death toll has now risen to 311 in the Sri Lanka bombings, bombs going off in these coordinated attacks in hotels and also at churches, places of worship on Easter Sunday. So it just shows that fear is everywhere. What is now being said is that a local group that supposedly has ties to the Islamic State in this highly coordinated suicide bombings of the churches and the hotels I mentioned, that they're responsible for it. So the anxiety there is very, very high. And they've shut down what they can. Schools are shut down. There is a curfew in the city, but it doesn't do much for the families of the victims, because 311, wow, that's a crazy total. So there were others that were killed that were from other nations, from the UK and India and other parts of the world. What officially is being said is from a cabinet minister, we don't believe the attacks were carried out by a group of people who are confined to this country. It was an international network where these attacks could not have succeeded if not. So we see the number jump. The Americans who were killed include a fifth grader from Washington's Sidwell Friends School who was spending the year in Sri Lanka and was going to return to the school next year. So there were lots of tears and mourners and people trying to identify and bury their dead. One of the sad scenes afterwards, and more arrests were made. Explosive devices were found near one of the churches that was attacked. There's I mentioned the curfew, dusk to dawn for a second day. No social media. That's all been blocked off. The FBI has sent agents and laboratory experts in testing bomb evidence and scouring databases for info that could shed maybe some light on the plotters. It's all unfolding right now. So that's why no social media for the expressive support, that kind of stuff. And how kind of what kind of a coordinated attack was this? The leader, they think, died in the suicide attack on the Shangri-La Hotel in Colombo. That's what they believe. And they are worried there could be additional explosives or potential suicide bombers that they haven't found yet. They're searching for possible bombs and people. Boy, that would be scary, wouldn't it? It's bad enough and it's horrible what happened, and now you're worried, well, we may not be done yet. They think the group's leader was Michael Leader, who served as director of the National Counterterrorism Center. That's a possibility, anyway, is what they're talking about. And they're saying that Michael Leader is saying that, not he's not one of them, Michael Leader is saying that they believe the group wasn't on anyone's radar. And this is a guy who was director of the National Counterterrorism Center in the George W. Bush and Obama administrations. He said the attack probably had some kind of international nexus, is what they're saying, given that they didn't just target, you know, Sri Lankans. They were going after more than that. They were looking for travelers, it looked like. or they wouldn't have gone into some of those hotels to try to, I think, make it broader. The background of the attackers, they're trying to figure that out, where they traveled through, all of that kind of thing. It's just awful for the people who are now looking at the photos of the bombs. And, I mean, no one could have survived some of these things. The photos that were posted, terrible. And the site intelligence group tracks extremist activities. And they say that an unidentified Islamic State supporter distributed photos of the three alleged commandos involved. They were posted in pro-Islamic State chat rooms, and the men were holding weapons in front of Islamic State banners, and they were described as among the commando brothers in Sri Lanka. So there's more to come, I think, in this, in what this investigation will unearth. But they're monitoring social media. They're looking at other intelligence. I mean, this is what you're going to do when this happens, right? And then tell people to stay inside. But the bomber, specifically, if you haven't heard the story, struck churches in the cities of Colombo, Negombo, and Batacola on Easter Sunday. They also hit three luxury hotels in Colombo, the Shangri-La, the Cinnamon Grand, and the Kingsbury. They happened at 8. Six of the blasts occurred between 8:45 and 9:30 on Sunday. There was a seventh one at a banquet hall at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Boy, hitting religious places is like what I always say. Churches, where people work, schools, nothing is safe, sacred, nothing is safe. Nothing is safe, and it puts a spotlight on yet a new terrorist threat. That's what it does. So you have, among those people that were killed, a chef, children of a Danish billionaire, an American on a work trip. They say it's about the victims, and we don't talk enough about the victims who are just, people are heartbroken. Imagine losing three children, losing a 14-year-old, losing an 11-year-old. Wow. Awful. So, and it was a mother and two children dying instantly. And there was even a statement from the husband, Ben Nicholson, who said that he and his wife were sitting down for breakfast with their two children. The bombs went off. They were on holiday. And they went to the Shangri-La Hotel. That's where they were. He was the only one that survived the explosion by the detonation of a suicide bomber. And it was in line at the restaurant buffet. And what could he say? He said, "My wife was wonderful, perfect, brilliant, loving, inspirational mother to our two children. And we were traveling so our children could have a much more rich life filled with culture." Wow. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day.
Wow, so that's Walter Cronkite announcing the very first Earth Day. You have to go back to 1970. Can you imagine how much has happened since 1970, and what is Earth Day? Do people still recognize Earth Day, and were they partaking in events? I can remember as a kid there were Earth Day, I don't want to say there were ceremonies, but we would talk about it in school, and we would talk about things related to the earth, I guess. And so here it is. The first one was celebrated, as he said, 1970. So what does it mean to recognize Earth Day, and what's the significance of it? It's just this annual event. It's on April 22nd. And it was, if you think about this, of how long it's been, there have been all kinds of sanctioned events and unsanctioned events and that kind of thing. But the 1970 Earth Day, there were 2,000 colleges and universities, about 10,000 primary and secondary schools, which would have been me, and hundreds of communities across the United States that they pulled us out of the classroom. And they talked about the earth. They talked about the environment. They talked about planting trees. They talked about that kind of stuff, and talked about anti-pollution and whatnot. And so where we've gone since 1970 and what has happened since then is pretty interesting. There was the toolkits that were created. The Earth Day Network created toolkits, and in the toolkits, they had, you know, for Earth Day Action Toolkit, educating and activating communities for change, and they had Global Day of Conversation Toolkit for Local Governments, and they had Mobilize You, campus teach-in toolkits, and whatnot. And then I started wondering, Earth Day and the moniker, and where did that come from, and who came up with that, and how was it coined? And the story, as I was told, was that you had an ad exec who was trying to come up with what would sound good. The coincidence of the birthday and the day selected on the 22nd. So that names of Earth Day started circulating because of this Julian Koenig, who was helping to organize the idea of this special day. And apparently that's how it stuck. Earth Day, just boom. I'm just thinking, you see these guys sitting around a room, well, we got to do something, we're coming up with something. And they say, well, yeah, Earth Day, right? That sort of rhymes with the 22nd, which I don't know if that's illogical or, you know, whatever. And it's interesting because the first Canadian Earth Day was held a decade later in 1980. And, of course, they planted a tree and talked about, you know, you had students that were on city roads and highways, and they were tree planting and replacing trees that had died. But there is no local or set of any kind of symbols or statement or of one way to live your life. It's just Earth Day is what it is, that you can celebrate it how you want to. Some people do celebrate it by saying we need to be more concerned about the environment. But you also have people that are doing the simplistic thing of the trees and whatnot and being good to the earth in that way. John McConnell, the original intent of John McConnell was to celebrate it, was to celebrate the observance sort of the spring equinox and how important that was. And that's how it became much more significant, by making it Earth Day. And there's all kinds of Earth Day songs, and, you know, it maybe makes me think of, when I think of Earth Day, I do think of trees. And I believe that's because we went out to trees, we planted trees. I can remember that was the big thing that we talked about. All right, so besides the fact that it's Earth Day is coming and going, and you may or may not have planted a tree, or you may or may not be good to the earth, or you might be much more environmentally conscious about some of the things that you personally do, in this version of Odds and Ends, I'm looking at the horizon of a couple of weeks left of school, and then it's big movies, and it's kids that are off and looking for things to do. And the way it works now with these movies that they know are going to be wildly popular, like Avengers Endgame, because you were kind of left hanging after the last Avengers, you've got people that have already bought their tickets because the tickets are already on sale. It's like it's a concert. You want to go to the movies? Well, and you want to see Endgame? You better get those tickets now. So a lot of movie theaters are already sold out of this movie that hasn't been released yet and doesn't come out for... when does it come out? It's coming out soon. Avengers Endgame. I know that my nephew was looking and couldn't get tickets, and when he's coming for a visit, he loves Texas, and he's coming for a visit. When does Endgame come out? Well, it's coming out now. It's coming out on the 26th. And, of course, Tony Stark trying to send a message to Pepper Potts, and his oxygen supply is dwindling, and who are the remaining Avengers? Captain America, Bruce Banner, and Thor. They got to figure out a way to bring back their allies for this showdown. I just know it's going to be one long movie. You go to see this movie, You want to know how long it is? 3 hours. 3 hours and 1 minute. So that doesn't include parking, getting whatever you're getting from the concession stand. I guess you'd have to already have purchased your tickets, because if you don't, I don't know if you can really walk up to the window and expect that you're going to be able to get tickets the way everybody's pre-ordering them. But you better pack your patience for a very long movie. And hopefully it's one that entertains you, because that is a long time to be at the movies. Speaking of the end game, Game of Thrones is coming to an end. And it's only got a handful of episodes for season 8. So you feel like, a lot of people feel like they have to stretch it. And I'm a watcher of Game of Thrones, not initially, but then I got hooked into it. And so, yes, I watch it. And the second episode of season 8, I'll just say, the craziest, scariest characters that I've seen in any series in a long time. The White Walkers are headed to do their damage and to have the epic showdown in this Game of Thrones final season. I'm curious as to how they're going to wrap this up. The popularity of, as I said when I was in Ireland, cannot be denied. In Belfast, they say they had a 30% uptick in tourism because of Game of Thrones. Wow. And by the way, if you're not doing the movie thing and you're not streaming Game of Thrones, you may be a traditionalist and have young toddlers or grandchildren. And if you have any kind of wooden toys that you picked up at Target, there's a recall on. Almost 500,000 wooden toys sold between October and November 2018. Wheels are detaching. Wheels are missing. They're very worried about it, so they're recalling Bullseye's playground wooden toy cars because it could be a choking hazard. That's something you don't think about, right? And then all of a sudden the wheels are gone and you can't find them. So smart, because I know that what they're talking about. I've seen them, the caboose, the ice cream truck, the police car. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. The president rolling with it, giving a reporter a relaxed response to a question about impeachment. The reporter shouting, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" "Not even a little bit," President Trump answers. Earlier, the president addressing the huge crowd.
"Maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well. Probably the best it's ever done economically. economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs.
In other news, lawyers for President Trump suing House Oversight Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
So how does somebody who grows up in California, loves California, end up in Arkansas, and what happens in between, and once she arrives there and learns to really thrive there? This is just a great book. Very, very funny. The News from Arkansas, Sense of Humor Required. Its author, Valerie Katz, joins us now. Hey, Valerie.
Hey.
You know what? It's so funny because I lived in California. You and I had a conversation off the air about this, and I was laughing all day thinking about some of what we talked about. So how did you end up in Arkansas? How do you leave California, especially when you insist that your children stay near you and don't move far away, and then all of a sudden you're in Arkansas?
Well, I was getting ready for work one morning, and my husband was in bed. And he was already retired, and he says, oh, honey, come look at this beautiful place. Eric Estrada is inviting us to come to Arkansas for the weekend. Well, I said, what? He said, yeah, come and look at the picture. So I looked, and yeah, it was all very pretty. He says, it's a free weekend. We haven't been anyplace for a while. Let's go. And I said, all right. So we went. And I fell in love with Bella Vista Village. And I said, honey, I've always wanted to live in a place just like this. He said, really? He'd been trying to talk me into moving to some place that would be easier for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept telling him, no, no, no. Everybody that I love is right here, an hour and a half from me, and I'm not going anywhere, honey. But when I said, oh, David, I love this place. I've always wanted to live in a place just like this. And he said, shall I call a real estate agent? And to both of our surprises, I said, yes. And we picked out a house and went back to California to tell my family we were moving.
Wow.
Just like that.
So then you go there, and all kinds of crazy things happen. when you're there, and that's why we say sense of humor required. That's a fabulous tagline for your book, by the way. So tell us about some of the wacky adventures that the listeners would enjoy.
Well, the people here are so friendly. Now, in California, I lived in the same home for 30-some years, and I hardly knew my neighbors. But here, we live in this little cul-de-sac. Everybody came to introduce themselves, and they brought cookies to the cake. And they wanted to tell me about the neighborhood and what was going on. But things here are so different. I mean, California, everything's rush, rush, rush. And here, everything's very quiet and calm. Well, until I got here anyway. But it was just different, and I thought it was all extremely amusing. And I started sending emails home to my family and my friends. And then David wanted me to start sending them to his friends, too. And I started doing that, and the line was always the news from Arkansas. So that's how I came up with that part of the title. And David was a dance teacher in California, and when we'd go back to California, we'd go to the dances. And a lot of those people ended up on the email list. And one of the ladies came up to me and said, "Valerie, I knew David before you. How come all these people are getting the news and I don't get it?" I said, "Joan, if you want the news, you can certainly get it. I'll send you some back issues if you want it." And she said, "Okay, fine." And then we were friends again.
I love it. You talk about in your book the story about getting a motorhome and traveling in a motorhome with, was it your sister?
Yes. Well, David and I bought a motorhome when we moved here. And he got ill. It took us 2 years to finally get here. And we listened to people say, "Have you bought your straw hat yet? Have you got your boots?" That kind of stuff. "And you're moving where?" I mean, our friends in Southern California thought we were crazy for moving to Arkansas. Then we were here a month till we found out David was sick. And then when he passed away, my sister came to move with me, and she and I took off in the motorhome. And we just had some great adventures. One of them, actually the first one with she and I, we were just outside of Oklahoma City, and cars were honking and waving at us. And so we pulled over, and we were pulling a car, and one of the rods that held the car to the coach had come loose. So I went out to fix that, and I tripped over the one that was still attached and landed right on my face on Highway 40.
Ah!
So we ended up in the hospital, and I'm laying there, and they're taking x-rays. And I looked over at Martha, and I said, "This better not be a dry county, because I forgot to pack the wine." And the surgeon is looking at me like, "What?" And she and I are joking, and the picture was the next day I looked horrific. And I always kept my family apprised of what was going on. So I sent them all a picture. And my son-in-law saw the picture. And he came out with a copy of it from his office and said to my daughter, "Isn't there some way you can get your mother and your aunt off of the road? Look at this. Have you seen this picture?" And it's on the back of the book, by the way. I love that picture. And when my gentleman's friend, Bob, and I were dating, I went to California, and he called me and said, "You know, honey, I didn't have a picture of you." So I said, "Well, honey, I'll send you one," and I sent him that one. He said, "Oh, my gosh, that's terrible, terrible, terrible. I don't want to ever see that picture again." But I love that picture. I always have it on hand to show people. And another time, my granddaughters came to visit. And we had a drive-through zoo around here. And so we went. And they told us, you know, go see the babies first because they get put to bed first. And then, you know, drive on through. So we did. And we're driving through and we stopped because we saw some babies. And we stopped to get a good look at the animals. We were just really taking our time. And then we saw one of the deer giving birth. So we stopped for that. So we're sitting there, and I noticed that all the animals were kind of parading by us. I guess they had a place where they went for the night. So I'm watching this kind of a parade go by, and all of a sudden I realized we haven't seen anybody in a while. So I said to the girls, "You know, we better leave. They said, no, no, Grandma, she's still working on it. She hasn't quite given birth yet. And I said, no, no, I think really we should leave. I don't see anybody in the wild. We wouldn't want to get locked in the zoo at night. Yes, 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 Grandma, let's go. Well, we were locked in the zoo.
You're locked in the zoo with the animals. How do you get out of that one, Valerie?
Well, I said the first thing Grandma has to do is go to the bathroom. And by the time I got out of the bathroom, thank God it wasn't locked, one of my grandgirls had looked at the sign, got the phone number, and called the people in charge. And they said, you're in a zoo? How did you get in there? She said, we've been here all day. And the lady said, I'll be right down. So she came, and it was 7 o'clock. And she said, did they tell you what time we close? And I said, no, it was like we closed at 5. So they've been closed for 2 hours, and we were still wandering around. I have a feeling that they probably check before they close at night now because of us.
Oh, wow. That story is the best. I love that story. And like you said, if I want to tell people, go get the news from Arkansas, and you definitely have to have a sense of humor. But if you go, you can see that picture you're talking about, of course, on the back where it looks like somebody, you know, like your lip almost looks swollen. And it is a crazy, crazy photo of that story of you and your sister and the motorhome. And I can imagine the other adventures that you have. What do you hope that people take away from reading your book?
Well, one, I hope to have a good laugh, and two, that no matter how old you are, you can start a new adventure someplace. I used to tell people that said, we're going to move to Missouri or something like that, and I'd say, you're just going to move? They said, yeah, we're going to buy a house, and I said, you know, you're crazy to do that. You should always go and live someplace for a year, rent a place, and decide if you really like it. And so here, me, in one afternoon, I decided to move and buy a house and move to Arkansas. And I hope that people will see that that's a thing to do and that it's fun, it's an adventure, and it's just crazy, but it's great.
I like that. It's crazy, but it's great at Bella Vista Village. So are you the queen of Bella Vista Village?
Well, no, I'm not exactly the queen, but I have a lot of friends there. And when my husband was sick, I was out playing golf with the girls in church. And one of them said, you know, my husband passed away 10 years ago, and I know that things aren't good with David, but I got to tell you, Valerie, this is the best place in the world to be a widow. And she's right. We just have a great time, and I've met a wonderful man here. And people said to me when David was sick, so are you going home when he passes away? And I said, I am home. There was never even any thought of me going back to California. This place is just warm and wonderful. And like I say, my sister and I were out in the motorhome having adventures. And what the camera that showed the rear went out on our way to California one time. And we were pulling a car in this big motorhome, and we couldn't see what was going on behind us, which wasn't good. And so we pulled over, and I was trying to figure out what's wrong. So we went through all my fuses, and the fuse panels were underneath the steering wheel, you know, under my feet, and I couldn't hardly get there. And my sister decided to walk the dog. We traveled with a Rottweiler, by the way. And she's walking the dog, and I'm trying to do that. We're just having no luck at all. And it's in California, 100-degree heat in the desert. We're trying to get this stupid thing working.
Don't tell us the rest of the story. We're going to let people read it. You got to find the end of that story by getting this book, The News from Arkansas. Valerie Katz, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. It was a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Dirty and sweet, clad in black, don't look back, and I love you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS.
Does it fall from skies?
We're here with Eurydice Osterman. That is such a beautiful name, I have to say that. And the name of her book is Praise Him to Praise Him. It's a book about worship, and it's been written for all Protestant churches across the planet, really, to look at the transition from traditional worship to praise worship. I love that. And what's behind it. What's interesting about this woman is she's a composer, organist, pianist, taught music at One Academy, served as department chair, choir conductor and composition theory teacher in the music departments of two Seventh-day Adventist universities. And can you just imagine the impact that she has had? So thank you so much, Eurydice, for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what was it that drove you, and I sort of set that up. What was it that drove you to write this book?
Well, I had written a book previously entitled What God Says About Music. That book was written around the time that what was called at that time celebration music started coming into the churches, and congregations were not aware of what was happening. And so I wrote this particular book afterwards. I had said a lot about music, and I felt that there was something else to say, but I couldn't quite formulate the focus of the book until several years later. I tried many years to write this book, but in retrospect, I saw that it would have been premature to have written it shortly after I wrote the first book, because the things that I had written about had not really yet occurred. And so everybody was just getting used to the change in the format of the music in many churches. And after that, the focus became clear. Let's talk about worship, because by this time, worship had started to change in many ways. And I think the change was indirectly noted when the movie Sister Act came out. You see the empty church at the beginning of the movie, and after the music began to change, by the end of the movie, the church was packed out, and even the Pope, or the person representing the Pope, had embraced this. And so that is the, I guess, sneak preview of what this book is about, the change in worship.
So obviously for you, music makes the word come to life and is so much a part of your passion. And what has it meant to you to be able to spread this and teach it?
Oh, it has been just, it's almost like the blood that runs through my veins. I'm very passionate about it because many times people do not understand what really is behind it. As laypersons, people enjoy music. And in my first book, I talk about music being a part of our very DNA, the way we are created. And scientific research has proven that we have our DNA, we have DNA, music in our DNA, I should say. And even in our, in the plants, there is music. All kinds of scientific research has supported that. And that having been said, when we talk about worship, now that we are in an eclectic environment when it comes to worship, anything goes, you know, what has happened is that the secular genres of music have been wed to Christian words, and it has created this new religious kind of music. But is it really religious music? Because music speaks louder than words. And our bodies, being musical instruments, as a matter of fact, the human body possesses every element that music is made of in the sound realm. We are the physical realm. And as a result of that, when we hear music, the music itself bypasses our thought process and causes our bodies to respond. We have to decipher the word content by actual listening. But it's just a whole physiological involvement as well as a mental, and then the spiritual aspect of it all in regard to that. And so as I began to write this book, I began to see that worship has changed due to the fact that the music has changed. The spiritual component that used to be there as far as the Pentecostal type music is concerned has caused everything to become secularized. And when I wrote my book, it is written strictly from biblical principles. When Martin Luther wrote his objections, or not his 95 theses, and nailed them to the door of the church and started the Protestant Reformation, it was the agenda of the Catholic Church to bring all Protestants back to Catholicism.
Mm.
And as a result, that is what is happening as we speak today. That agenda has never been done away with since that time. And we are now experiencing the several major denominations have ended the protest, as was announced by Tony Palmer back in 2014, 5 years ago. And so we have these major denominations that have ended this protest, and they are just putting away the doctrines that made them differ. And that was a part of the agenda. And the only way that could have been accomplished was through the vehicle of music.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Music is the only vehicle that can change any and everything, because we're all made of the same material. And the doctrines and the beliefs of each denomination are then put aside because the music is the guiding force. And this book talks about that change, how the music now, when you think back 30, even 35 years, when you think back that far, everybody was in their own little pocket.
Mm.
And now, look at us today. Everybody is almost doing the same thing.
Mm.
And so that particular agenda has been met. Not fully, but the agenda to bring all denominations back to Catholicism is still in the pipeline.
What do you hope that people take away from reading your book?
I hope that they will go back to the Bible and read, especially from the book of Revelation. This is basically where my focus has been, on what the book of Revelation is saying to us today. And the formatting of it, of course, you know, the whole Bible is used, but the central focus is in the book of Revelation that is revealing the uncovering of this agenda and really what is behind it, and how you can see everything that is written in the book of Revelation is being played out today right before our very eyes. And many people don't realize that. So I would hope that a deeper study into the book of Revelation would be the takeaway that I would like for the readers to have.
And that's a great place to end this, and we hope that people certainly pick up your book, because there's so much more to it. We could talk all day. Praise him to praise him. Eurydice, thank
worship.
You.
Yep. The title is Worship, From Praise Him to Praise H-Y-M-N, The Change.
There you go. Nailed it. So go on Amazon and pick it up. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.